Well, first off, tell us a little bit more about White's Her Story Ensemble and where she's at right now.
Well, this was this is a group that was set up in early 2014, and it's really based on White's own experience as a homeless person. She was out; she was without her own home for about 5 months during 2011, and about 1 month of that time she spent living in a shelter. The remainder she was staying with family members, always been involved in social advocacy of various kinds, and her own experience of homelessness led her to set up this group, and she focuses on homelessness for women in particular, and she justifies that by saying that well, for one thing, as a woman herself, she clearly identifies with the problems that homeless or near homeless women face, and she also argues that there are by reaching out to women who are affected in this way in the community, she will also. She'll also help children who are associated with that with those women. And the way she works is that she invites what she calls members of the organization to speak to community groups about their experience, whether they are currently homeless, whether they are formerly homeless, or whether they're at risk for becoming homeless. And her main aim is to is one of education and awareness. And she feels that that is the long term answer to homelessness, rather than providing short-term handouts like cash payments or clothing or legal advice or whatever it may be.
And certainly her organization is somewhat unique in its scope and its focus, but there are other initiatives that are going on in Delaware to help the homeless. Tell us a little bit about some of those and what other people are trying to do to get at this problem.
Well, I think that one of the initiatives, just to go back to White's own group for a second here, I mean, one way that she's hoping to direct public attention to the issue, or perhaps to renew public attention on the issue, is to, as you said, Tom, to hold this benefit and awards ceremony at the end of April. At which she will be presenting an award to another homeless advocate, a lady called Veronica Scott in Detroit, who's set up a company to manufacture coats for the homeless that are able to turn into sleeping bags. So this sounds like a very practical method, but White is saying that this is consistent with the aims of her own organization.
Are there some other things that are going on statewide to try and get at this?
Well, indeed, there are. There's a new bill, a revived bill going through the state legislature. It's called the Homeless Persons Bill of Rights. And what this aims to do is to prevent discrimination against homeless people who may be trying to obtain housing or use public transportation or obtain other services, and who may be subjected to rejection by those operators simply on the basis of the fact that they are homeless. Now, there was a very similar bill that was introduced in the legislature in the previous session. It did not become law because they ran out of time. So it's coming around again. It's expected to get a hearing in a Senate committee in the middle of April. The lead sponsor is Newark State Senator Brian Townsend, and he told me that that homelessness is a complex issue that's not necessarily very well understood by the general public, But acting against discrimination is one aspect of it, and it's one aspect that can potentially be addressed by the state.
You mentioned that Townsend said this is a very complex issue, and we've seen someone like Ms. White, who's working on homelessness for women. We've seen a number of initiatives both here in the state and nationwide to address homelessness among veterans. What are some of the challenges that, generally speaking, are facing homeless people both here and elsewhere?
Well, if you speak with Deborah White, what she'll tell you is that the principal challenges, the principal underlying causes of homelessness in the state are, number one, a shortage of affordable housing, and number two, a minimum wage, which she believes should be raised. Now, beyond that, I think, beyond those specific recommendations, I think that advocates for the homeless will tell you that there is a lack of public understanding that homelessness can not only affect people who are, for instance, the typical public stereotype of a homeless person probably is an older male who may be out on the streets and subsisting on handouts. But in fact, the homeless population is a lot more complex than that, advocates say, and so it does clearly include women and children.
And based on that, I mean, do we know how much the Delaware's homeless population is either or growing or shrinking at this point? Do we have a kind of a grasp on what the situation is right now?
Well, Senator Townsend says that there was a survey done by the Homeless Planning Council of Delaware in 2010, which estimated the total homeless population of the state at about 6,000 people. His own impression, he said, he didn't have any more up-to-date figures than that, but his own impression is that that the population has stabilized. And he assumes that it's been helped by an improving economic environment. But even if the population has stabilized, or maybe it's even started to decline somewhat, in his view, that's not good enough. We all have an obligation to find ways of driving it down.